Today's daf is Vachim Daf Lamed Gimel, and we are 13 lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Beis Amid Beis. So this morning we began the third perek in Mesechtes Vachim Perek Kol HaPsulin, which began with the halacha that Kol HaPsulin Sheshachtu Shchitason Kshera. And the Gemara digressed from that topic into a halacha of Bia B'Miktzas Shmabia or Bia B'Miktzas Loi Shmabia. We know a Tomei is not allowed to enter certain machanos. Machne Levia, Machne Shechina, the Azora, the Harabayas. The question is, what if the Tomei doesn't enter with his entire body? It's a Bia B'Miktzas. He sticks his hand in, his foot in, his head in. Is that considered a Bia so that he's over the Isser of entering the Makom HaMikdash? Or is it not? So the Gemara brought a Memra, Amarula, Amar Ishlakish, Tomei Sheikh Nisiyad, like a Tomei who stuck his hand into the Makom HaZora, is Chayav Malkish, Shinema, Bechol Kodesh Loi Siga, Ve'elan Mikdash Loi Savai, Makish Bia L'Negiyah, Ma Negiyah B'Miktzas Shma Negiyah, just like when a Tomei touches Kachim. He's over the lav of Bechol Kodesh Loisiga, even if he doesn't smother it with his entire body. If he touches it with his hand, B'miktas, it's considered Negiya. So too, be a B'miktas Loishmobi. And the Gemara asked a convoluted question. Gemara asked a kasha from the Metzoira, Shechol Shmini Shaloi Liyos Be'erva Pesach. So the Metzoira did everything he needed to do for his Tahira. It's now the eighth day. The last thing he needs to do is he has to bring Karbonois. He's going to have to stand in Shaniknar, stick his thumbs into the Azara. The Kohen is going to have to complete the Tahira. At that point, he's going to be taught. It just so happens the eighth day fell out on Erev Pesach. It's his good fortune because Erev Pesach, a Yid, has a chiyuv to bring a carbon Pesach. If he would be Tomei on Erev Pesach, he would have to bring the Pesach Sheni. So it's okay. The Metzaira is able to do what he needs to do. He becomes Tahar in the morning, and then Bein Arbaim, he brings the carbon Pesach. At night, he eats the carbon Pesach. Everything is wonderful. What happened was this Yid was raw carry that day. And then he went to the mikvah, but he's still a Tful Yoyim de Kari. And a Tful Yoyim de Kari is not allowed to enter Machna Levia. A Tful Yoyim de Kari is not allowed to enter the Azara. So now he has an issue, because how is he going to go through the Seder the Tyre of Mitzayra? Out Mitzayra, there's no problem. Why not? Because the Torah said that a Mitzayra is allowed to do what he needs to do. But this new issue, the fact that he's a Tful Yoyim de Kari, is going to pose a problem. So the Gemara says, Amru Chachamim, that even though ordinarily it would be a problem, over here it's okay, because Yovei Aseh Sheyesh Baikaris, that's the Aseh of Karban Pesach, V'yidcha Aseh Sheyim Baikaris. And the Gemara asks the Kasha, Bishloima, if the only violation of a Tamei entering the Mokim Mikdash by a Mitzayra is the fact that he's entering the Harabayas. So for Tful Yoyim the carry to enter the Harabayas is an Aseh She'en Baikaris. So it makes sense. Yove Aseh She'esh Baikaris V'yitcha Aseh She'en Baikaris. But if you hold Bia B'miktzas Shmabia, so every Mitzayr is not only entering Machne Levia, he's also entering Machne Shechina when he sticks his Bahoinois into the Makom HaZora. And that's already Aseh She'esh Baikaris. So how then do we say that let the Aseh of Pesach be Doichad Aseh of Balkari? The Aseh of Balkari is the same Aseh Sheyesh Baikaris as the Aseh of Pesach. Elamai must be B'miktzas Lo Yishmabia. So the only Isser that the Tful Yoyim de Kari would be doing is entering the Halabayas. Machne Levia, that's not an Aseh Sheyesh Baikaris. But the Gemara said it's not a Kasha because Shani Mitzayra, Hoyo Behutu Litzarati, Hutu Likari. Because it's a Svara of Hoyo the Ishtari Ishtari. What does that mean? It means that Enechanami, ordinarily a Tful Yoyim de Kari shouldn't be allowed to do this Bia B'miktzas. But being that a Mitzayra is also not allowed to do the Bia B'miktzas, and the Torah was matured for the Mitzayra, so we say a svara. Once the Torah was matured for the Mitzayra, the Torah was matured for the Balkari as well. Either way, the Gemara picks up now on that note, on the svara of Hoyel the Ishtari. Amar Rav Yosef said, Kosov Arula, now that Ula holds of the svara, Hoyel the Ishtari, again, being that the Torah was matur, the Matan Bahin is for the Mitzayra, despite the fact that Bia B'miktzas Shmabia, so the Torah was matured even for the Tfolyaim the Kari, Ruban Zav, whoa, the if Rav Kal Yisrael was a Zav, and Asu Tmei Mesim, and afterwards Rav Kal Yisrael became Tomei Mes, Hoyel the Hutchul Tumas, being that this Allah of Tumah with regards to the Isser Tumah, Huchu Lezivas, and you're going to have it regarding the Isser Ziva as well. So we know the halach of Tumah Huchu Betzibur. What does that mean? That means if Rav of Klal Yisrael or if Rav of the Kayanim, but in the classic example, if Rav of Klal Yisrael became Tomei Meis, even though ordinarily a carbon can't be Karev Betumah, in this case, Tumah Huchu Betzibur, Tumah Betzibur, we'll see more about that in a minute, but the carbon's allowed to be brought. But that halach was only said regarding Tumas Meis. It's Xeris HaKasa. Of the Tumas, that was the Chachmei Darim one of the more complicated dafim earlier in the Masechta, the Ziknei Darim, where there's an idea that it's only true for Tumas Meis, it's not true for another Tum. Meaning, if Rav of Klal Yisrael would be Tumei Tumas Zav, just so happened, you wouldn't have the halacha of Tumah Hutra Betziva. But Rav Yosef said, if there's a svar of Hayol V'Ishtari Ishtari, then maybe you could say that if Rav of Klal Yisrael became Tumei Tumas Zav, and then afterwards they became Tumas Meis, say Hayol V'Ishtari Tumah Hutra Betziva on the Tumas Meis, say Hayol V'Ishtari as well on the Tumas Zav. Amalei Abaya, Abaya said, Mi Dami Tumei Ishtaroi, Ziva Lo Ishtaroi. When they say Hayol V'Ishtari Ishtari, if the thing that the Torah was matter came first, then you could say Hayol V'Ishtari on something that came second. What was Rav Yosef's example of where he wanted to apply Hayol V'Ishtari Ishtari? If Klai Yisrael were Rav Zavin and afterwards they became Rav Tomei Meis, you can't say if the first Tumah was something that's not Ishtari, then when something comes later, now it's going to be Matar the Kamaisa. Rashi says that the Svar of Hayol V'Ishtari Ishtari is Basraisa Lechamir Lachmei Kamaisa. If the first one is the Ishtari, but in Rav Yosef's case, it's the second one that's the Ishtari. So the Gemara says, Amalei, so I hear, let's tweak it. Dilma Hachi Kamamar. Zu Ruban Tmei Mesim Venasu Zabin Hayav Uchul Tamasim Uchul Lizivasim. And Echanami, you're right. The Nafkimita wouldn't be if the Klai Yisrael was first Rav Zavin and afterwards they became Rav Tmei Mes, because there, it's the first one that's not Ishtari. You need the first one to be the Ishtari. It would be in the other case. With Klai Yisrael was Rav Tmei Mes, then they became Rav Zavin. You'll say a svar of Hayol V'Ishtari Ishtari. Amalei, and he said in Enochanami, that's what should come out. If there's a svar of Hayol V'Ishtari Ishtari regarding the Metzora and the Tvolyon, the Kari, it makes the sense to say the same exact svar of Klai Yisrael were first Rav Tomei Meis and afterwards they became Rav Zavin. But the Gemara says, is it still a Tzushtel? Is it Muchach that just because Ula said Hayol V'Ishtari Ishtari regarding the Metzora and the Tvolyon, the Kari, that he would say the same thing regarding Klai Yisrael? Vakati loy dami, why Metzora heterohu? Metzora, to enter the Harabayas and to be able to do the Matan Bahoinis in the Azara, if you hold Biyah and mix a Shema Biyah, that's Hutra. Meaning, the Torah never asked the Mitzayra to enter the Makam HaMikdash. Although there's an idea Tommy's not allowed to enter the Makam HaMikdash, but there's a Hutra, there's an exception to the rule, so to speak. As it relates to the Mitzayra, there's no Issa. Where something is Hutra, tined as the Gemara, maybe you could say, Hayol V'Ishtari Ishtari. But Tumo Tchuye, when Kroiv of Klai Yisrael Atome, in the Halach is you could bring the Karban Pesach, it's not the Pshat that there's no Isser Tumo that would be Kai Gavna, Avada there's an Isser Tumo. But there's a Tchia. Karban Tzibor has the ability to be Deiche Isser Tumo. So maybe, when do you say Hayol V'Ishtari Ishtari, that's where it's Hetera. Hayol V'Ishtari Ishtari. But so just because it's true, Ula holds it as far Hayol V'Ishtari Ishtari, maybe it's true for Mitzayra and for Yom Dekari, because Mitzayra is Hutra. So being that it's Hutra for Mitzayra, it's Hutra for Balkari. But Tuma, which is Dechuya, maybe when something is Dechuya, you don't say Hayol V'Ishtari Ishtari. Maybe you only say it when it's Hutra, you don't say it where it's Dechuya. Amalei Rava, Rava said, Adar Abba, I think in Svar it should be just the opposite. Ipcha Mistabra, Mitzayra Heterahu, Laha Ishtaroi, Laha Lo Ishtaroi. Tuma Dechuyahi, Mali Chad Dechuya, Mali Shtay Dechuyas. I think it makes more sense in Svar to say Hayol V'Ishtari Ishtari when something's Tchuya rather than when it's Hutra. So we have a machlik as a Bayi V'Rava. Does it make more sense to say the Svar of Hayol V'Ishtari Ishtari by a Hutra? Or does it make more sense to say the Svar of Hayol V'Ishtari by a Tchuya? Again, what's the difference? Hutra means the Issa was never said B'Kai Gavna. Tchuya means Issa was said. You just have a Tchuya. Like, for example, Asei Deich Eloisa Asei, Kalayim B'Tzitzis. It's not the pshat that when a person's wearing tzitzis, there's no Issa Kalayim. You're being over the Issa Kalayim. You also be Mekayim the Mitzvah. So you have to pick which one you want. Do you want to be over the Asei or be over the Lois Asei? So we say Asei Deich Eloisa Asei. Hutra is the pshat that the Issa was never said. What's a classic Hutra? Eishasach b'makom yibum. The Torah never answered Eishasach b'makom yibum. So we have a shaila. When is it more mistaber to say Hayol V'Ishtari Ishtari? Is it more mistaber to say it by a Hutra? Is it more mistaber to say it by a Tchuya? L'may nafkemina, could you shtel tzu Ula Svar of Hayol V'Ishtari Ishtari that he said regarding the Mitzayin and the Tulyayim Dekeri to the halacha of Tumah Tchuya B'tzibur, where Rav Klais were Tomei Tumas Meis, and then they became Rav Zav. Could you say Hayol V'Ishtari Ishtari? But the Gemara says one thing you see clearly. Clearly, we're both of the opinion Tumah Tchuya B'tzibur, because really it's a Shaila and Shas, whether Tumah Hutra or Tumah Tchuya. If Tumah is Hutra B'tzibur, then it's the same case. Then there's no difference between the two cases, the Mitzayra and the Tfoyim the Kari, and the Rav Tomei Meis and the Rav Zav. The whole Shaila is that being there it's Hutra and here it's Tchuya, is it a Tzushal or is it not a Tzushal? Abaya had a super lumbus one way, Rava had a super lumbus the other way, both above are, you know, real lumbus. Leave that for the lumbus. But the bottom line is there's presupposing that Tumah is Tchuya B'tzibur. That's clear, even though it's a machlekes and chas. By the way, that is the Rambam Shitas. Even though people always quote Tumah Hutcher B'tzibur, but really the halacha is Tumah Tchuyah B'tzibur. There's an important Rashi here regarding Tumah Tchuyah B'tzibur, but that's not our sugya. Zok de Gemara Vayter Leima Misayeyale. So again, we have Ula who said in the name of Reish Lakish a halacha of Tomei Shehichnis Yadai Lefnim. Like if a Tomei would stick his hands into the Mug of Azara, he would get malchus. Why? Because a Tomei is not allowed to enter the Azara, and even a Biyah B'Miktas. How does he know that he's Makish Biyah and Negiyah? Just like Negiyah, a Negiyah B'Miktas Shema Negiyah, so to a Biyah B'Miktas Shema B'Kviyah. Says the Gemara, B'chura, we have a Raya to this Chiddush. Kol HaSmicha Shal Yusham Kar Aleim Atni, take up the Smicha Shechita. Every single time Smicha was done, so the first mitzvah that was done with a carbon was smicha. It was done even before the shechita. So the smicha and the shechita would happen in succession. It was takef l'smicha, shechita. Immediately after the smicha, the shechita was done. Chutz mizu, with one exception. The exception is the carbon that the Mitzayra used to bring b'yoyim shmini l'taharasa. Why? Shahoyse b'shar niknar. Because where did the Mitzayra stand when he did the smicha in shar niknar? She'im Mitzayra yachal ikonis l'sham ad shemazom medam chatasi. Because the Mitzayra wasn't allowed to enter the Azara until he brought the Tahira from the Dama Chatos and from the Damash. As a result, the Mitzayra, when he did the smicha, he was standing in shar niknar. Where was the shechita done? It had to be done in the Azara, not just any part of the Azara. He's bringing an Ashim and a Chata, so it has to be done in Tzof, in the Skotcha Gadashim. So it can't be taken. There's going to be a little bit of time that it's going to take from going where the Mitzayr is in Shar Niknar until the Azara. So says the Braisa Gishmak, Kol Asmichos Koirani Aleyem, take of the Smicha Shechita. There's one Smicha in the world that couldn't go take of the Shechita, and that is the Smicha of the Tchatas and the Asham that the Mitzayr used to bring, because being that he's Tomei, he has no ability to do the Smicha, and as a result, you can't do it. Fake the Gemara. Now, if you're going to tell me Biyabim Mixta Leishma Biya, what's the problem? Why can't he just stand in Shar Niknar, stick his hands into the Azara and let him do the smicha, and then as soon as he does the smicha, he'll do the shechita? Why does the animal have to be in Shar Niknar? Why can't he stick his hands into the Azara and do it right there? So, the Gemara, Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda, it's going according to Rav Yosef Yehuda, the Amar Merchak Tzofen, who holds that the Din Tzofen has to be Al Yerech HaMizbech. Remember, there were three shitas and what the definition of Tzofen is. Again, this is one of the machlokes that we have to internalize. But Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda's shita was that Tzofen means literally Al Yerech HaMizbech. It had to be parallel to the Mizbech. Rashi says it's 22 amas away from the Shar Niknar. So, even if Biyah B'Miktas Leishma Biyah, and it's true, the Mitzvah is allowed to stick his hands into the Makom Azara, but still it's 22 Amis. It's fine to not going to be taken for Smicha Shechita. As a result, that's the pshat. You have no raya from the fact that you couldn't do take up the Smicha Shechita that Biya B'Miktza is Loishma Biya. Because maybe I'll tell you Loishma Biya, but it's not going to make a difference because it's still going to take time. Now, Shar Niknar was on the Mizrach side of the Azara. As a result, it took time to get from Shar Niknar until the Tzofen part of the Mizbech. The Gemara's kasha is that the Mitzayr L'chura, it could have stood on the Tzofen side of the Azara. Now, the truth, there was no Shar by the Tzofen side, but make a Shar. Liavit Pishpish. Make a little bit of a Shar there. Let him stick his hands in. If Biya B'Miktas Leishma Biya, it'll be Tzofen, because he's going to be parallel to the Mizbech, and immediately you'll be able to do it. Zok to Gemara. Bye, Rav Dami Travai. Akol Piksav Miyad Hashem. Olai Hiskel. Kol Malachos Hatavnis. It's a Pasuk Yedivri Ayomim. And we learn from there that it's not a Hefkervelt. You can't hire an architect and start designing the Beis HaMikdash. It had to be done based on the Nevuah that was given over by God HaChizah to David HaMelech, Rashi says. So it had to follow that blueprint. And if it didn't follow that blueprint, there'd be a problem. Being that there was no din to have a shahr over there, so you couldn't make a shahr on the Tzofen side. The only shahr is on the Mizrach side, that's Shar Niknar. Shar Niknar is too far. And that's why, regardless if Yehob Biba makes a Shmabia, if Yehob Biba makes a Low Shmabia, there's no way to make it happen. Ikadamri, some said a different teretz. Again, we were bringing a raya that Biya B'Miktza Shmabia from the fact that there's no take of a Smicha Shechita. Ordinarily, Smicha Shechita. But by the Mitzayra, there's no take of the Smicha Shechita. Why? Because he has to do Smicha in Shar Niknar. The Gemara thought that's a Raya. That what? Biya B'Miktza Shmabia. Because Biya B'Miktza Lo Shmabia, do it in the Azar. So the first teretz the Gemara gave was, it's not a Raya. Because even if you're going to do it in the Azar, it's not going to be Tzofen. Because Hamani, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, he holds that Tzofen has to be literally Al Yerech HaMizbech. But the emes is,
We had a Shitas Rebbe. He's one of the three Shitas men who argues with Rebbe Yehuda. He holds the entire Tzofim part of the Azara, not only towards the Ulam and the Heichal, even in the other direction, is also considered Tzofim. So Lechura, according to Rebbe, this price shouldn't be true. Rabbi Yosef wasn't happy with that. So Rabbi Yosef said, I can make this work even according to Rebbe. Meaning, even according to Rebbe, that holds that Tzofim extends all the way to the edge of the Azara, which would allow you to do a takeless Micha Shechita, because Rashi says that the Shar Nikner, even though it was on the Mizrach, it was 10 Amos wide, 5 Amos were on the Tzofim side, and 5 Amos were on the Darim side. So as a result, technically you could have made it work, but still Rabbi Yosef says, the way you do smicha is you don't just stand there with your hands, you know, your back straight, shoulders forward, back, and you do smicha. You had to do it with the ganze ganzkeit. It's not possible, because if you're going to go in with your whole koyach, then already it's not just going to be a bit of a mitzvah. So, that already is not an option. So either the reason the mitzvah can't do it is because it's just not going to be tzofin, or the reason the mitzvah can't do it is because kol koyche be'inon. But regardless, you have no raya that be'ibah mitzvah shmabia. It could be a mitzvah slash shmabia. Still, it would make sense that there was no way to accomplish a take of the smicha shchita. But the Gemara asks another kasha. We're saying that even though there's a din of takeif l'smicha shchita ordinarily, but the mitzayra b'shmini shalai is the exception, because there's no way for him to make it work. But frankly, I don't understand. If we hold that the smicha that the mitzayra did on the carbon asher is midayraisa, if it takeif l'smicha shchita dayraisa, and you hold that the din takeif l'smicha shchita is also dayraisa, leil v'lismoich, lehedyo, then just do a regular smicha, the rachmana omar, because then the Torah say it's okay. I mean, is this the only problem with the Mitzayra? The Mitzayra is a Machna Leviyah. He's sticking his hands into it. The Mitzayra is anyways doing things that really he shouldn't be able to do. That was the first part of the daf. Hayol v'ishtri. So why are we saying the same thing over here? Like, what's going on over here? You tell me, I hear you have a chetimtza where you can't have a take of a smicha shchita. Why not? Because how's the Mitzayra going to do smicha? I hear. But l'chura, if there's a din smicha, if that's deraisa, and take of the smicha shchita is also deraisa, then just say that dosh teitin taira, that obviously it's okay. Amrav adabar master gzeir shem yarbi b'psiyas. You're right. Midiraisa, you really could do it. It's only midirabanan. It's gzeir. We're afraid that if the mitzayir would go in b'chol koicha, you would enter completely to tzafin, and he would do his smicha. What happens if he takes an extra step in the wrong direction? He's already going to be getting involved in Chayvei Krisa, so they just didn't want him in. But en chanami, midei rais he should. In other words, yesh koich biyad chachomim lakir dovim in atayr b'shev al taisa. He's ready to talk about that. We'll see if we have time. Ikad amri yomer av adabar mas no smichas osha mitzayr dei raisa. Maybe you could say that it's true, smichas osha mitzayr dei raisa. But the take of a smicha shchita lav dei raisa. But aloch of take of a smicha shchita is not dei raisa. What's the kasha? If smichas osha mitzayr is deiraisa, and take of the smicha shchita is deiraisa, so just do it. Yeah, it's only true if they're both deiraisa. Amrav adabar masna, take of the smicha shchita is not deiraisa. That's why there's no way to be matter it. But the Gemara says, how can you tell me take of the smicha shchita is not deiraisa? Meisvei, we had a braisa on daflam beizam and aleph v'samach v'shachad mas smicha b'tahirim av shchita b'tahirim vi amr lav deiraisa b'tmeim nami mishkachas lo. So remember, we had the braisa that said that smicha has to be b'tahirim. Now, how do you know smicha has to be the B'tahir? So Rashi spoke out on the top of Taf Lamed Beis, Amid Beis, and Rashi speaks of that over here as well, that the Makar, that Smicha has to be B'tahir, is because it's a din take of the Smicha Shchita. And being that the Shchita has to be immediately after the Smicha, obviously only a Tahir could do Smicha. Because a Tomei can't do Smicha in a place where immediately you're going to be able to do the shchita. But I'll come on, you see from here that the halacha of take of the smicha shchita is deiraisa. Because the halacha that smicha has to be b'tahirin is deiraisa. And that's all predicated on the halacha that take of the smicha shchita. So it clearly is deiraisa, says the Gemara. You're right. Ela epoch, smichas asha mitzayra lav deiraisa, the take of the smicha shchita is deiraisa. It's true. Both halachas are not deiraisa. Because if both halachas were deiraisa, go ahead and do smicha. Which one is not the deiraisa? It's smichas asher mitzayir, that's not deiraisa. Hekel v'smichas shchita is, why would smichas asher mitzayir not be deiraisa? So Rashi gives a reason, the bottom Rashi, kasover enoi b'chal shar ha-shamay, she'eri enoi ba'el l'hachsha. Because the asher mitzayir served a different purpose than an ordinary asher. An ordinary asher was a mechaper, but this asher wasn't ba'al chet, it was ba'al to be machsher, the mitzayir, to allow him to eat kachem, etc. So being that it's coming for hechsher, it's not treated like an ordinary asher, even though an ordinary asher has a din smicha, this asher is not going to have a din smicha. In other words, the Gemara had asked two kashas, just to summarize this omid. The Gemara brought a brice that said, "Kol asmicha shahayu sham, all smicha is kaira ni'aleim, take of the smicha shchita. Chutz mizu, with the exception of the mitzayra, b'shmini shalai, being that it was b'shar niknar, So there was no way to do the shechita immediately after the smicha. And essentially, the Gemara asked two questions. First kasha the Gemara asks is if Bia b'miktas lo yishma Bia, why couldn't he stick his hands in into the azara and do the shechita right then and there? The teretz is two terutzim. Number one, like Rabbi Yitzchak of Yehuda, being that we're handling an asham needs safin, and only al yerech hamizbeach is safin. Shar Nikner is the eastern entrance. It's 22 amos away from the mizbeach, so it's vaita not going to be taken by smicha shechita. Alternatively, the Gemara said that the way smicha works is kol koichai, and it's not possible to do kol koichai with a bia b'miktas. Kol koichai, by definition, means it's going to have to be a bia skula. That was the first question, and the two terutzim that the Gemara gave. The second kasha the Gemara asked is that if there's a halacha that the asham of the mitzvah needed smicha, and there's a halacha of taking a smicha shchita, then why don't you just say it's mutter? What did Dine Doiraisa suggest that it's mutter? And for that, the Gemara said one of two things. Either you have to say Gzeira Shemayarbi B'psias, it's true, Midairaisa Taka should be okay. It's only with Rabbanan, it's not okay. Or you have to say that one of those two things are not Doiraisa. Which one's not Doiraisa? You can't tell me Tekel Schicha Shmit is not Doiraisa, so it must be Smichas Asher Mitzaira. That's the din that's not Doiraisa. Now we began with the Daf, with a summary of Daf Lamed Beis Lamed Beis, which was the Gemara's Kasha on Rishla, who hold Biba Mixa Shmabia from the Mitzvah Shachal Shmini Shaloi Lias Bereva Pesach. If he became a Tful Yom on that same day, so the halacha is it's okay for him to go through the Tahira. Ayat Tful Yom is not allowed to enter the Makam HaMikdash. Yavi Asay Sheyesh Beikaris of Pesach. Vietcha Asay Sheyim Beikaris. That's a Tful Yom. The Gemara's Kasha was Bishleim of Biba Mixa Shloi Shmabia. So what Isser is the Tful Yom doing? Machna Leviya. That's an Asay Sheyim Beikaris. But if Biba Mixa Shmabia, that means he's being over an Asay Sheyesh Beikaris because when he sticks his hands into the Makam, and mik in the azara, that's a bia, and that's already a chayv krisa. So hayas eshiyesh beikaris, vahayas eshiyesh beikaris. What was the Gemara's first teretz? Hoyl v'ishteri ishteri. You know, I'm our second teretz. Linyan malchus itmar. This chiddush of bia b'miktas shma bia was only said with regards to malchus. It was never said with regards to karis. That was Rish Lakish's lashon. Amar rula amar Rish Lakish tomish eichnis yaday lefnim leika. He never said karis. What he said was leika. He said that there's going to be malchus. And chenami, there's no karis. If there's no karis, it's not an asay sheyesh by karis. All of this is a malchus. So yovei asay the pesach that's a yesh by karis. It could be doicha the asay. And maybe the lois say with Malkus, but it's still not an asay sheyesh by chorus of a tful yoim entering machni shchin or bia b'miktas. Avad, if he enters with the ganz guy, that's chayvei krisus. But even the chiddush of bia b'miktas shma bia, that's Ravina's chiddush, was only said with regards to Malkus. It was never said with regards to chayvei krisus. Either way, the Gemara is going to go now me inyan le inyan ba'isa inyan, which is going to take us through taf lamedalid. But before we go weiter to ha'aris. Number one, so we have here a sugya of bia b'miktas shma bia. The Avminezer in a tshuva, it's in Yerideya, Simin Tof Nun was asked the shayla. The shayla he was asked was that there was a yid who said that he's been to Yerushalayim and he saw the yoshve Yerushalayim, they stick their hands, they even put pfitlach into the cracks in the Kosel HaMarofi. And he wanted to know why that's okay. L'chayra, bia b'mikta shma bia. And then this is the halachas machlik is Ramam Ravid. And the Ravid paskins bia b'mikta shma bia. So he wanted to know the shitas haRavid. You have to be chayish for that. How are you allowed to stick your hands into the cracks of the Kosel HaMarovi? L'chayra, bia b'mikta shma bia. So Avninezer says that really it's a very loaded question. And there's many different hanachlis that the shayl was assuming in his question. So we're going to not go through his truth, but he actually has four simonim on this shayla. It's Tafnun, Tafnun Aleph, Tafnun Beis, Tafnun Gimel. It's an Arichus Neira on this sugya. But he says, number one, the halacha bia b'miktas shma bia that you find in Shas, it's the Gemara that we just learned, was said with regards to a bia in Machne Shechina. Right? What's the case? The Metzora who's sticking his behinis into the Azara. We're discussing a bia b'miktas into the Azara. Mehecha teisi, there's a halacha of bia b'miktas when it comes to Machne Levia. By Machne Shechina, you find it. But by Machne Levia, loy matziru, number one. Number two, he says that who said the oivei ha-koisel of the koisel ha-maravi is considered already a bia? Maybe you're on the outside. Who said that's inside? What was the case of the Shar Niknar with the Mitzvah stuck his hands into the... He's in the Avir Azara. Over here, you're not in the Avir Azara. You're toich the oivei ha-koisel. So mecha teisi, that's even going to be a bia b'miktas. But one thing is clear that Avinezer presupposed in this whole tshuva, and that is that entering, going beyond, going on the other side of the Kosel HaMaravi would constitute not entering the Azara, it would constitute entering the Har HaBayis. And that's based on a Masorah that we have, that the Kosel HaMaravi is not the Chimas HaAzara. It's the chayma of the harabais. And as a result, the other side of the koyslam harabi is nachn leviyah. So it would be a shayla, bia b'mitzas and nachn leviyah. And thus, klar tavnei nezer. In Shas, you find bia b'mitzas regarding nachn shchina. You don't find it with regards to nachn leviyah. So he says that's one of the things that we have to be mevarer in this very, very lengthy tshuva. We have to determine whether it's going to be halacha bia b'mitzas. But al-kopanim, that's clearly understood in the Nezer's Tshuva, and then it says, right, most people know that the Koisal Maravi was not the Koisal of the Azara, but it was the Koisal of the Harabayas. Meaning, when we walk up, we're in that square right in front of the Koisal, you're not standing on the Harabayas. To the contrary, you're on the wrong side of the Harabayas. Then it says, Ramesha Feinstein in a Tshuva, if you want to look it up, it's the last Tshuva in Arichayim Chelik Beis. So Ramesha, it's Simin Kuf Yud Gimel, discusses it in the end of a Tshuva. He says, V'ulai enoi borur kol kach, eza Koisal he. Just referring to the Koislam Maravi, in he Kabbalah Brura Shehu Koislam Maravi Shal Harabayas, or he says Ramosha, maybe it was the Koisal Azora Shachiri Beisak Apiris. Unbelievable. And he says, there's a Rizig and Afkamina, someone that's Tome. We're all Tmei Mace today. Are you allowed to go to the Koisal? You're not allowed to go to the Koisal. If it's the Chemes Azora, that means when you go to the Koisal, you're standing on the Harabayas. Tomei Mace is not allowed to go to the Harabayas. If it's the Koisal of the Harabayas, then it's going to be okay. See, he says, Kimidumani Shebesefer Shelas David, Lagoin Rav David Mikarlin, Mestapik, Ba Koisal Ezahu. And then he says, Ulai Zeh Hatam Hagoin, Rav Yitzchak Zev Mibrisk Zatzal, the Brisker of Sha'omru Olav Shalei Holach El Koisal Hamaravi, Mikshash Tomo. Says, maybe he's heard that the Brisker of didn't want to go to the Koisal because of the Chash Tumas. He says maybe that's what he was worried about. Maybe the Biskarov wasn't certain that it's the Koisal of the Harabayas. Maybe it's the Koisal of the Azara. See, entering the Harabayas, you're dealing with some serious issues over here. But Ramosha says, Avalani Tomeya, Kimokim Shemispalim Shom, who Vade Kabbalah Midiris Rabbi Seno Harishonim, Shemutal Lelech Lashom, the Eich Shayach Lachlek Aleim. Ramosha says, how could you argue with the Messiah? The Messiah is that Yidden for hundreds and hundreds of years have been going to the Koisal Amaravi, and we should now suddenly be mefakfeg that maybe this Messiah is wrong, and maybe we're all Tmei Meis and we're Chalila going on the Harabayas, a place that we're not allowed to go. So it says Ramosh, it's Poshet L'chayr, like Davni Nezer, and Azovis is Taka Mekubal and Unzer Messiah, that the Koisal Maravi is not the Koisal of the Hazara, but rather it's the Koisal of the Harabayas. That's the first aura. The second aura is going backwards, just to lighten it up a little bit. So the Perek, which we began this morning, discussed Kol Apsulin Sheshachtu Shchitasam Ksheira. Then the Mishnah said Sheshchita Ksheira Bizarin Ubinashim. Taisvis makes a Gevalda Gediyak in the Sugya. Taisvis says that from the Gemara it's Mavur, that not only is a woman allowed to Shecht Kachin, but it's even l'katchila. It's not even a b'diyevet. L'katchila, if an isha wants to do it, there's no reason to stop her from doing it. How does he know that? So Taisa makes a beautiful pshat of a cheshbon in the Gemara. Because the Gemara asks the kasha, kol apsulin sheshachtu shchitasim cheira. It sounds like b'diyevet in l'katchila loy. And what did the Gemara say? Why did it say b'diyevet? Agav tmeya, because the tummy is only allowed to shech b'diyevet, because we're afraid that he might touch the basar. Says Tosfos, why did the Gemara say that? The reason it said b'diyevet was agav noshen. So Vaisoy says Tosfos that an isha is allowed to shech likatchila. And Tosfos says if that's the case, mikan tshuva. This is a taina l'masha kasev behilchis eretz yisrael. The noshen lo yishchatu. There's a sefer. It's called hilchis eretz yisrael. And in hilchis eretz yisrael, it says that a woman shouldn't shech. Even chulin, mepnei shedaiton kala, says Tosfos, it can't be, because in our Mishnah, in our sugyas mavur, then not only is a woman allowed to shecht, she can even shecht kachin. So if she could shecht kachin, kal v'chaymah, she should be able to shecht chulin. This Tosfos, which is the first Tosfos in the third paragraph of Masechta Zvachim, is also the very first Tosfos in Masechta Chulin. The first Tosfos chulin that bezim and aleph, Tosfos starts. The Mishnah says hakol sheichtim v'shchitasim cher. That's of course discussing shchitas chulin. Says Tosfos kasa b'hilchas eretz yisrael de noshim lo yish. He brings right over here in the beginning of the third pack. So what exactly is this Hilchas Eretz Yisrael? Hilchas Eretz Yisrael says that women are not allowed to shech, even chulin. Tosfos says it's wrong, but there's some safer called Hilchas Eretz Yisrael. Where is it exactly? So if you take a look at the Mardchai, and again, also right in the beginning of the Masechta Chulin, so the Mardchai quotes this Hilchas Eretz Yisrael, and he adds one line, hashtag rest of the story, says the Mardchai, Kosev Rabbeinu Baruch, Ra'isi Kosev Behilchas Shchita, Shehevi Rab Eldad Ben Machli, Haba Me'aseres HaShvatim. Omar, he said, Yeshua said, Mipi Moshe, Mipi Agvura. A whole list of Hilchas Shechita. And one of the things that he wrote in his Hilchas Shechita was that Noshe Maharon is supposed to Shecht. And the Mordechai says exactly what Tosfos says. It's not true, based on this raya from the Gemara in the beginning of Perek Kol HaPsul. So what's the rest of the story? What exactly was Hilchas Eretz Yisrael? It was delivered, Hevi Reb Eldad Ben Machli, Habo Me'aseres Ashvatim, who had this sefer as a Messiah from Yeshua ben Nun, who heard it from Moshe Rabbeinu, who heard it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'chvoidoi uva'atzmei. So who exactly is this Eldad ben Machli? So the truth is, Eldad ben Machli is also known as Eldad Hadani. And his story has actually been chronicled. There's books and svarim that have been written about Eldad Hadani. It's a fascinating story. It's dramatic. It reads rather excitingly. But the synopsis is he lived during the 9th century. And he shows up one day into the Heimische Kreisen. He says he's coming from Eastern Africa. He said he lives together with the rest of his Shevet Dan. He says that when the Aseres HaShvatim were taken into Golus, they survived the initial exile. And he says there's four Shvatim that live together. Dan, Asher, Gad, and Naphtali. He himself is from Dan. And he told a story. He said that him and one of his tribesmen from Shevet Asher decided that they're going to travel the world together. So they go out together on a ship. The ship was taken captive by cannibals. He says that his friend, who was from Shevet Asher, was a much bigger person than he was, and as a result, the cannibals did what they had to do with him. They ate him. Said he was a skinny person, so they weren't interested in him. They threw him into a pit, and they fed him day after day after day, and they were going to fatten him up, and then eventually they were going to eat him. Maisa Shahaya Kachaya, a group of pagans, people that worship fire come, and they take over this village of cannibals, they take him into captivity. One thing led to another, he was sold, he somehow got out free, he made a few shekels, and now he's touring the world. Bottom line is, he shows up and he starts telling people his story. He tells them about how they give Dalet Mises Bezdin where he comes from, he talks about the Sambatya, and he has these fantastic tales that he was telling about the Aseres HaShvatim. And most people accepted what he had to say. Not just that, he came with halachas. His halachas primarily were Hilchas Shechita. It's these Hilchas Eretz Yisrael. It's what Tosfos and Masechtas Chulin Daf Beis Amud Aleph, Tosfos and Masechtas Zvachim Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. The Mordechai is what all the Rishonim quote as Hilchas Shechita, Hilchas Eretz Yisrael. It came from Eldad Adoni. It's this merchant who came, allegedly, from Shevet Dan. It's interesting that the Eben Ezra in Parshas Shmos. So the Eben Ezra over there says that he found in a Sefer Divrei Hayomim something about Moshe Rabbeinu. So he says, "Vashikase b'Divrei Hayomim al tamin v'klal oy malcha." He says, "I'm going to tell you a rule. If you want to look it up, it's Perik Beis, Pasuk Chav Beis. V'klal oy malcha. Kol Sefer shalei kozvu neviim oy chachamim mipia kabbala ein lismay galav. V'av ki yesh by dvarim shemakchishen hadasar. Don't trust anything unless it was written by neviim and chachamim." It's a waste of time. Don't trust the Sefer. It's not reliable. It's not a good source. Says the Eben Ezra. I'll give you a few examples. Sefer Zerubbabel, v'gam Sefer Eldad Hadoni, v'adoy melehem. So the Eben Ezra quotes Sefer Eldad Hadoni, not to rely on it. Rishayim, it sounds like we're relying on it. They're working with it. Because of it, they held it was stam narish, and it was silly, and it was shtusim. Why are they quoting it? So obviously, they gave it some credibility. They gave it some chashivas. But either way, you want to know the rest of the story. That's the story of Eldad Hadoni. A little bit more Gemara. And then a lot more rates. Up the Gemara, weiter. So we had here a halacha of Ula in the name of Reish Lakish. What was the halacha? It says bechol kodesh leisiga ve'lamikdash leisavei. So we're makish negia lebia, just like negia b'miktzas shma negia. You don't have to touch kachin with your entire guf in order to be over the iser of b'chol kodesh leisiga. So to be a b'miktzas talach ishma bia. Says the Gemara, Yasser Ravin Amar Abavol, Inyan Tomish Naga b'kodesh itmar. Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, and he said he heard from Abavol, who heard from Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish lived in Eretz Yisrael. That people quote this Reish Lakish wrong. People think that Reish Lakish learned from that pasuk a halacha bia b'miktzas. Reish Lakish never said bia b'miktzas shma bia. Not being a gay a chorus, not even being a gay a malchus that wasn't Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said a whole different halacha. What did he say? Itmar Tomish Naga b'kodesh. If a tummy touches kodesh, Rish Lakish said that if Tommy touches Kachim, he gets Malkus because it says Bechol Kodesh Loisiga. Rabbi Yechon Amar Eino Like. Who be Trumik said that pasuk is discussing Trum. Meaning, if a Tommy touches Kachim, he
does he get Malkus or does he not get Malkus? According to Reish Lakish, he gets Malkus. Bechol Kodesh Leisiga, what does Kodesh mean? What the man on the street probably would think it means. What do you mean? Kodesh means Lashon Kodshim. It's the same Shirish, right? According to Reish Lakish, it's right. According to Rebbe Yechon, it's wrong. Rebbe Yechon says when it says Bechol Kodesh, it means Truma. Rebbe Yechon has a riot from the Sukkah and brings Truma. I shouldn't you say Kal V'chomer? Rashi says no. Emazir Menadin, Enoinshim Menadin. So it's true. If a Tomei would touch Truma, he would get Malkus. But if a Tomei would touch Kachin, he would not get Malkus. Reish Lakish says the Gemara. Hi, Krol Hachi V'Dasa. Is that true that that pasuk Kodesh Lasik is coming to tell me that a Tomei is not allowed to touch Kachin? Hi, Boy Leazar Loichel Basu Kodesh. I needed to teach me something else. I needed to tell me that a Tomei is not allowed to eat Kachin. Not that a Tomei is not allowed to touch Kachin, but rather that a Tomei is not allowed to eat Kachin. Now, isn't every time you eat something, aren't you touching it? It's Tfasemis, it's Kasha. And the Tfasemis says it's possible to eat something without touching it if it's Tochav Besa Bliya. But either way, that's the Gemara's Kasha. How can you tell me Reish Lakish holds Bechol Kodesh Leisig is coming to tell me Azara and a Malkus for a Tomei that touches Kachim? I needed to teach me an Azara. What's the Azara? How do you know that Tomei is not allowed to eat Basar Kachim? Reish Lakish says it's this Pasik. Bechol Kodesh Leisiga. Rabbi Yochanan says, Tony Bardel, he heard from the Chacham Bardel, Asu Tomasu Tomasu Mibias Mikdash. Learned out from Xer Shava, from the Isser, that a Tomei has to enter the Beis HaMikdash. Ma'a Halan Onash Vehizer. Just like a Tomei, if he enters the Beis HaMikdash, is Chayiv Kotz. But Nishnor Deh, if a Tomei enters the Beis HaMikdash, he also gets Malkus, there's an Azara, Afkan. So too, a Tomei that eats Kachin. Just like he's Chayiv Koris, so too there's going to be an Azara. Onash Vehizer. But the bottom line is, what do we need from this? We need one Nakuda. Reish Lakish, the Gemara said, Ravin heard from Rav Avoh, learned from Bechol Kodesh Leisiga and Azara, that a Tomei is not allowed to touch Kachim. And here we have a Meseira, that what did Reish Lakish learn from Bechol Kodesh Leisiga? That a Tomei is not allowed to eat Kachim. The Gemara's Kasha, you can learn both Azaras from the same Pasuk. So which one is it? Says the Gemara, it's really both. How could you learn two things? So the Gemara says, Tomei Shenoga Bekodesh. Now you have an Azara in this Pasuk, that a Tomei is not allowed to touch Kachim. That's from the fact that the Torah used the Lashon Negiah. Azara Loichel. What's the Azara Loichel? Mid the Iskish Kodesh LeMikdash. From the fact that we're Makish Kodesh LeMikdash, as a result, you end up having both. But the bottom line is from the fact that the Torah used the Lashon Negiah, so that's a Hisafa that not only do you see from here an Azara that a Tomei is not allowed to eat Kachin, but you also have an Halacha that a Tomei is not allowed to touch Kachin. Says the Gemara, Tanya Kavase, the Reish Lakish, Bechol Kodesh Leisiga, Azara Loichel. Bechol Kodesh Leisiga, and Azara Loichel. Ato im Azara Loichel, Oye Eino Yelo Linegeya. It says Leisiga, Talmud Loimar, Bechol Kodesh Leisiga, Ve'ela Mikdash Leisavoy. Makish Kodesh Lemikdash. Ma Mikdash Lovash Yesh Benetilas Neshama. Just like a Tomei that enters the base of Mikdash is Chayiv Koris, Av Kodesh, so too when it says Bechol Kodesh Leisiga must be a Dover of Koris, Dovash Yesh Benetilas Neshama. Ibn Egeya. And if the Pasuk is talking about Tomei merely touching the Kachim and not eating the Kachim, Netilas Neshama Miyika, Ela Bachila. The only time you have Koris is Bachila. You don't have it by Negeya. Ela Mai must be that the Pasuk is referring to a Tomei she'ochel as hakodesh. So what is this? It's a tiny kavasi to one of the two things Reish Lakish said. Reish Lakish learned from Bechol Kodesh Leisiga Sayin Azara to a Tomei she'naga bekodesh and Sayin Azara to a Tomei she'ochel bekodesh. We have here a Mefurish Abraisa that says Bechol Kodesh Leisiga is an Azara for Tomei she'ochel Kodesh, but it's Tanya Kavasa Reish Lakish and not the Rabbi Yochanan in the sense that Reish Lakish was the one who learned from Bechol Kodesh Leisiga a Makar that a Tomei is not allowed to eat Kachim. Rabbi Yochanan learned it from somewhere else. Rabbi Yochanan learned that Asya Tumasai Tumasai. Either way, going back to some of the rage we were talking about before, and that is the halachas of Shechita. So the Mishnah says that Kol Apsulin Sheshachtu Shechitasam Ksheira, Sheshchita Ksheira Bezorim Ubenoshim Ubaavodim Ubetmeim. So all Psulin are allowed to do Shechita, because Shechita Lavavavaydehi. And the Mishnah gives an example of some of the psulim, Zorim, Noshim, Avodim, and Tmeim. Now, one of the psulim the Mishnah mentions is Noshim. If you remember, when we started the second parak, so we mentioned the Diyukad Achrayim. There, the Mishnah discussed all the psulim that are not allowed to do Kabbalah. They can't do Ailacha. They can't do Zrika. And the Mishnah gave a whole list of psulim. Kol Asvachan Shekiblu Dom, Zor, Oinin, Fulyoy, Mechusa Gipurim, Mechusa Begodim, Shlei Rochet, Idaim, Veraglaim, Oro, Tome, Yoshit, Oimid, Agabi, Kalim, Agabi, Behem, Agabi, Ragli, Chaveroi, Kibel Bismal, a whole list of psulim. And what did the Mishnah not mention?
Noshim. So stell sich the Shaila, what happened to Noshim? So we spoke out, they say it in the Shiurim, that based on the Rambam, the Rambam says that what's the definition of a Zar? A Zar is kol she'enoy mibzera aharoim haschor. So just like someone that's Yisrael is considered a Zar, so too someone that is a child of a Kohen, but not a Zohar, in other words, a Bas Kohen, an Isha, is also going to be a Zar. In other words, an Isha is Nichlal and Zar. So once the Mishnah says, Kol Asvachin Shekiblu Dom and Zar, so you don't have to say Noshim. In our Mishnah, you have to say Noshim. Why do you have to say Noshim? Because our Mishnah is mentioning the Psulim that are kosher. So a Zar is kosher, but you would have thought that maybe an Isha has a Bazundar Psul. Kamash Malan, that a Zar is kosher and an Isha is possible. I mean, when you say Zar is possible, I know an Isha is possible too, because an Isha is a Zar. But when I say Zar is kosher, it doesn't necessarily mean that an Isha is kosher. That's why the Mishnah has to say, Shashchita Ksheira Bizarim. Oh, and by the way, Noshim as well. Don't think that there's some Miyuchidig Psul when it comes to Noshim. Noshim are going to be included as well. So our Mishnah, the Mishnah really, and that has well, on the base, didn't mention a word about Noshim. The Mishnah Lamed Aleph on the base mentions Noshim, but that's the Mishnah that discusses the Psulim that are kosher. But the Mishnah that discusses the Psulim that Apostle mentions Zorim, but the Mishnah over there did not mention Noshim. Stating that is another Mishnah. There's the Mishnah Masechtes Kedushin, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, Vishmakarit. The Mishnah says as follows, Hasmichois, Vahachnufois, Vahagoshois, Vahakmitzois, Vahaktorois, Vahamelikois, Vahakabolois, Vahazois, Noyagim Banoshim, Veloibinoshim, Chutzmi, Mincha, Soita, Venezir, and Shehim Menifois. So the Mishnah gives a whole list of avoidois that are Noyagois Banoshim, Veloibinoshim. So it's not a Mishnah Mesechtes Vachim, but it's tucked away. It's a Mishnah Mesechtes Kedushin, Taflamet Vavamanal. And there's a whole long Geshmaka Gemara. The Gemara says, I'll pick a few. Tenufois. How do you know that women can't do Tenufa? Zlan Tafim Apostic, Dabro Bene Yisrael, Vehaneth. B'nei Yisrael menifois, ve'im b'nois Yisrael menifois. Hagashos, how do you know a woman can't do hagashos? The chesiv, zoyus teres ha-mincha, ha-kori v'oise b'nei aharim, v'loi b'nois aharim, v'chul v'chul. The Gemara makes psukim for each one of the avoidas that are mentioned in that mission over there. How do you know that a woman is not allowed to do it? Freik taisus ha-kasho, ve'im toimer. Amai itzterich krab, the Gemara l'mutei noshim. Why do you need a pasuk to tell me that a woman can't do avoido? Teipik lei, the kulu mitzvah sa-seish ha-smangarob. Teipik lei, all avoidas are mitzvah sa-seish ha-smangarob. We know avoida had to be done during the day. Avoida wasn't allowed to be done at night. So if all avoida is had to be done during the day, that means an avoida is a mitzvah saseh shaz mangarob. If it's a mitzvah saseh shaz mangarob, and Hashem always puts. So why do I need bezunder a pasuk for tenufa and for agosha and for this and for that? Tape a clay. It's all a mitzvah saseh shaz mangarob. And Tosfos gives a teretz. I heard many years ago from Moshe Meyer Lederman Shlita. He said a teretz. I believe b'shem the Malbim. Said a Dover Nifla. Said that the Gemara says, what's the Makar? How do we know that Noshim HaPotter from Mitzvah Saseh Shaz Mangaroma? So it's Halacha Revachi Bi Yisrael. Noshim HaPotter from Mitzvah Saseh Shaz Mangaroma. So the Gemara says, you know that? We know that because Noshim are Potter from Talmud Torah. And being that Noshim are Potter from Talmud Torah, they're Potter from Tefillin. Listen to the Cheshbin, because Tefillin is Iskar Shle Talmud Torah. What's the Hekish? It says v'shinantam levanecha, which is Talmud Torah. Uksiv basrei ukshartem loisayotcha. Rashi in Masechtas Kedushin left Amadalur. So once you know that Noshim apater from Talmud Torah, you know that apater from Tefillin. Tefillin gomel ami Talmud Torah. Ma Talmud Torah Noshim p'tureis av Tefillin Noshim p'tureis. And once we know that Noshim apater from Tefillin, and Tefillin is a mitzvah esish as mangaroma, so that teaches me to all mitzvahs esish as mangaroma that Noshim are going to be potter. So that's the rest of the story. You know Noshim are potter from mitzvahs esish as mangaroma. It's all learned out from Tefillin. Noshim are potter from Tefillin. Tefillin is a mitzvah esish as mangaroma for two reasons. Number one, you only wear Tefillin during the day. Number two, you only wear Tefillin on Shabbos. So Tefillin is a mitzvah esish as mangaroma, and Noshim are potter. So we learn from there. It's a binyan av that Noshim are going to be potter from all mitzvahs eishes mangro. Now, how do you know that Noshim are potter from Tefillin? Because it's iskish le Talmud Torah, and we know that Noshim are potter from Talmud Torah. Said the Malbim Macharifos. We know the rule is that in Kachim, Dover Halomid Behekish in Chazir Malamid. It's a halacha psuka. It's halacha l'meishim Sinai. That when it comes to Kachim, a Dover Halom made me Hekish, something that I only know Mikayach Hekish, can't be Chayzer Malamit. It said the Malbim, what's the Makar that Mitzvah Saseh's Mangaroma? It's a Dover Halom made me Hekish, that's me Chayzer Malamit. Tefillin has learned that Hekish from Talmud Torah, and that's now going to teach me to call a Torah Kula. That only works for Shar Parashis in the Torah. But by Kachim, Dover Halom made me Hekish, is any Chayzer Malamit. So if that's the case, then by Kachim, you don't have the Halacha, the Mitzvah Saseh's Mangaroma. Not sure I'm going to be Potter. So the Malbim said, that's the Torah, it's a Tayskasha. Rabbeinu asked the kasha, why do I need Pesukim to tell me that Nashim HaPotter from doing Avodah? Typically, it's a mitzvah Eser Shez Mangarama. Zok, the Malbum, there's no mitzvah Eser Shez Mangarama when it comes to Kachin. Because mitzvah Eser Shez Mangarama is a Dover Alamed Behekish that's Chayzer Malami, and by Kachin, Dover Alamed Behekish, Eina Chayzer Malami. So Rabbeinu Shemayr was Moisef, based on the Goyen that we spoke at only a few weeks ago. Tosfos Kiyadua asks a very, very famous kash, one of the most famous Tosfos in Shas, Kiddushin Chavtes Amid Aleph. The Gemara over there says, Mitzvah Sa'av Ala Ben. Only fathers are chayiv, mothers aren't chayiv. And what's the first one? Mila. So a father has an obligation to mal his son, not a mother. How do you know that? It's a pasuk. It says, "Vayomer Avram is Yitzchok benoy ben Shmoinas Yomim kashetziva oisoya lekim oisavi loyisa." So it's a father's chayiv, it's not a mother's chayiv. Freik tois is vim toy mal lomeli kra. Why do you need a pasuk to tell me that a mother doesn't have an obligation to mal his son? Typically, it's a mitzvah saseh shas mangaromo nashma poter from all mitzvah saseh shas mangaromo. Why is it a mitzvah saseh shas mangaromo? Number one, has to be during the day. Number two, piyoy. So the chura, it's a classic, quintessential mitzvah esesh as man grew up. So why do I need a pasuk to tell me that mothers don't have to do bris milah for their sons? That potter from all mitzvah esesh as man grew up. So Rabbi Shemayr said, like this malbim, you could say gevaldik, because we spoke out the goyim, the medrash in Parshas Emor, where the medrash says ishva hakosuv din adam l'din behema. That just like behema, there's halacha mechus as man. It's only b'yei mashmini v'halo yei rotze. The same is true when it comes to a child din adam b'yei mashmini yimel b'sar alos. In the goyim in Bir Agros says that there's a thief guide in this medrash. You know what the thief guide is? When you do bris milah, you're being makriv a carbon. The child is a carbon. That's why the sandik is like a makdik a teiris. And that's why the zalocha that the avia ben has to be standing by the mile. Because the zalocha of tishmeru, la'akrivli b'mayadai. The zalocha of tishmeru, that he has to be standing there. The bala carbon has to be oimid al carbonic. That's why the chamu mesakim amadis. That's the beginning of the fourth paragraph of mesakta steinis. But the bottom line is that milas kachin. Oh, milas kachin. There's no mitzvah stasis mangarama. Because it's a dover alama behekish emi chayzim alam. Just saying with one last ha'ara. And that is Tosfos over there. And daf lamed vav. This one is on Amid Beis. The first one is the bottom Tosfos Lamed Vav Amid Aleph. This is the top Tosfos Lamed Vav Amid Beis. A much smaller Tosfos. Tosfos asks another kasha. That's again. We have a Mishnah that mentions all the avodas that Nashim are excluded from. And the Gemara brings Psukim for each individual avoda. Frey Tosfos, why do I need a pasuk to tell me that a woman can't do the avoda? Typically, in order to do the avoda, you had to wear big day kahuna. Could a woman wear big day kahuna? Taisus assumes not. So, if that's the case, an isha is always a mechusa begadim. Bizman she bigdeyim aleim kunasim aleim ain bigdeyim aleim ain kunasim aleim. It's freik taisus. Every isha is like a mechusa begadim. So, out mechusa begadim, she anyways can't do the avoda. As I freik taisus, and taisus has two terutzim. The esh loymar the mayri shalof shuas abegadim. It's talking about when she was wearing the begadim. Inami esh loymar kiven shloin etstavu be bigdey kohuna lehavim mechusa begadim. It could be mechusa begadim is only when there's a din to wear begadim and you're not wearing the begadim, then there's halacha mechusa begadim. But being that an isha presumably doesn't have the tzivoy of big day kahuna, as a result, she wouldn't be considered a mechusa begadim if she wasn't wearing the big day kahuna. But Tosfos's first teretz is the yesh loymar the mayri shalav she was a begadim. It's talking about where she was wearing the begadim. Rabbi Yosef Engel in his Gilyonei Ashas says, I don't understand Tosfos. How could Tosfos say that it's talking about a woman was wearing the big day kahuna? There's no way a woman could wear big day kahuna. It's not possible. The Torah says loy silbash loy yilbash. A man's not allowed to wear ladies' clothing, and a lady's not allowed to wear men's clothing. The big day kahuna tied in Rabbi Yosef Engel was lechayr men's clothing. If it was men's clothing, then lechayr is an isloy silbash. So how could Tosfos say v'yesh loymar the mayri shalav shu sabe godim? Yosef Engel says I don't even understand how Tosfos can entertain such a possibility. Otu bechayte askira. So that means you could be mafalful mechtes anai. Tosfos still needs to know what would be if she wore. She'll be over the isloy silbash, but still at the end of the day, the avoda would be an avoda. She wouldn't be a mechusik begodim. Kamash from what we need. But that's what Yosef Engel's kashim goyen yasha says. Rabbi Yosef Engel, I think that this Tosfos is a raya to something that the Marsha says in the Sechtes Nedarim Daf Mem Tesamid Beis. The Gemara over there tells the story of Rabbi Yehuda Barabbi Loi. Every time it says in Shas Ahu Chassid, it's referring to Rabbi Yehuda Barabbi Loi. And the Gemara there tells a story. Rabbi Yehuda Barabbi Loi was very, very poor. He was so poor that him and his wife had one article of clothing that they used to share. And the Gemara says that when Rabbi Yehuda would go outside, he would wear the clothing. And when Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Loi's wife would go outside, she would wear the clothing. And the Gemara says something beautiful. The Gemara says that when Rabbi Yehuda would put on that article of clothing, he would make a bracha. Baruch shalatani me'il. He felt so blessed. He felt like he had so much. He was so samech bechelkai that even though he was such an ani ve'evian, he literally had to share one robe with his wife. But at the same time, when he put it on, he would make a bracha b'shem u'malchus baruch she'otani me'il. But either way, that's what the Gemara says. Freik the marsha manafshach. Was this beggar a beggar ish or was it a beggar isha? If it was a beggar ish, how was his wife allowed to wear it? And if it was a beggar isha, how was she allowed? How was he allowed to wear it? So fake the marshama marafshach says Tosfos, you have to say that it was a beggar that wasn't meyuchad leish and it wasn't meyuchad leisha. And such a beggar, anybody's allowed to wear. It's true. Something that's meyuchad dafka leish and isha is not allowed to wear. Something that's meyuchad dafka the isha and isha is not allowed to wear. But something that's lav dafka for an isha or for an isha, so an isha or an isha could wear. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, maybe that's Pshat and Tosfos. Maybe Tosfos held there wouldn't be an iser of Layilbash if a woman would wear the Bigdei Kohuna. Why? Because it wasn't Miyuchad Leish. If it wasn't Miyuchad Leish, to the extent that a woman would have a din to do the Avodah, so she'd be allowed to wear the Begadim, she'd be allowed to wear the Begadim. Mechatesa, there should be an Issa Layilbash. What came to mind was the Ramban that we spoke about. Where the Ramban says that these Bigdei Kohuna weren't Miyuchad LeKohanim. These were the Begadim, again, something that Umalu Mikra Amri we'd never be able to say. But the Ramban says an unbelievable Chiddush. He says that the Bigdei Kohuna were Begadim that the Malachim used to wear. So if kings used to wear it, not queens, so maybe you have to know who exactly used to wear it, but either way, just a little bit of raid.